Ocean Depths has lately been published here. To considerable acclaim.
Of course. I know that,
Pack
but...
my trunks, Connie, for a long voyage. Perhaps as long as half a year.
Take me with you.
Don't be absurd. You're a girl.
A woman.
Precisely.
Dead flow ahead. Ticker up to half speed when we make the East River. Let's give those crowds something to cheer.
Captain Malvagut.
Monsieur Aronnax.
And Professor Aronnax.
Welcome aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, Professor.
I'm happy to be here, Captain.
I saw you on the dock when we were casting off. I wasn't sure you'd make it.
I was waiting for my daughter to come and bid me goodbye. She had something more important to do. Fine ship, Captain.
The Abe Lincoln is the fastest frigate in the Union Navy. Top speed at 18 knots.
We'll need it if we are to catch this giant cetacean.
Oh, we'll catch it. No ship's better equipped for the task. We've got every whaling weapon known to man, from Congreve rockets to a deck-mounted harpoon gun. And the famous Canadian whaler Ned Land is on board. Like to meet him, Professor?
Very much. But first, I should like to go to my cabin and unpack.
Where did that silly girl put my armagnac? What?
What?
What on earth? Connie!
Who kept me so long? I was suffocating in there.
No, this cannot be. Connie, you will go back to New York immediately. I shall tell Captain Farragut to turn the ship around.
I fear that's impossible, Professor. We've already dropped the pilot. Miss Aronnax, I presume.
Call me Connie, please. Captain.
Farragut, in 20 years at the helm, you're my first stowaway.
Surely we can drop her somewhere, Captain. Put her off in escape.
We just passed the coast of Long Island, Professor. We're at full steam. Heading out into the Atlantic.
What can I tell you about Ned Land, the Prince of Harpooners? Physically, he was exactly as you'd expect. Tall, lithe, muscular, perhaps 40 years of age, which seemed ancient to me then. An uncomplicated fellow, or so I thought. A man's man, who didn't care to be challenged or mocked, which was a challenge in itself.
A woman?
The captain said you had remarkable eyesight.
What the hell's a woman doing on board?
If I'm honest, Ned Land frightened me then. I sensed his distrust. He distrusted all womankind. His tightly coiled violence. Of course, at that first encounter, I didn't see the darkness that lay beneath. So, not uncomplicated at all.
We shall patrol the sea lanes where it has previously appeared and hope it finds us.
Hope is not a very scientific quality.
You think the narwhal, Professor?
What other marine creature has an appendage that could penetrate the hull of a ship?
An iron ship. Plates as thick as my hand.
Your point, Mr. Land.
I've known a narwhal's tusk pierce a wooden hull. Plate iron? It wouldn't leave a dent.
Exactly. Therefore, I believe it's a vessel that can sail beneath...
Connie, please. Try not to look foolish. Very likely, this is a monster from the lower depths, where pressures reach 100 atmospheres or more. Therefore, the creature's very structure would have evolved to resist such immense pressures.
So we watched and talked, and in time Ned Land thawed a little. I found him less intimidating. And the Abraham Lincoln sailed on, patrolling the oceans of the world from the Arctic to the equator and beyond. We saw porpoises and razorbacks and cachalot and...
I see it! On the starboard bow!
That's a bowhead whale!
Alina mysticetus. An inoffensive animal.
Keep looking!
Days turned to weeks. Weeks became months. Nothing. The crew became... mutinous is too...